I was driving along quite comfy. I was driving along quite comfy, thank you, with the radio playing a bit of head-banging stuff and following this hearse that must have been heading for a cemetery or a crematorium or a funeral parlour or somewhere. And suddenly the back door of the hearse flew up in the air and out fell a coffin. Well, I stopped immediately before I hit the coffin, which I did just a bit, and the lid cracked, and a bit of the side, and out popped a leg and a foot and a pair of brown trousers with a well-worn cosy slipper with a tartan pattern. I tooted my horn furiously, but the hearse kept going, like it was being driven by a robot or something, and like the undertaker didn't care. He was probably texting his girlfriend or something anyway and didn't seem to notice the difference. All happened so suddenly, in the flash of an eye, and the next thing, the truck following me went wham, straight into the back of my car. My car shot forward flat out and knocked the coffin in the air a bit, and it fell down and sort of shattered completely open in the middle of the road. A couple of bystanders were already watching, and one looked horrified and the other was laughing, and the back of my car seemed to be a bit of a wreck. I hope the hearse is insured, because I didn't have the money to fork out for a new car or even to get the old one fixed. All this was going through my head, and the next thing, there was a police officer asking what happened, and by now I didn't have a clue, so I sort of repeated everything I've just told you now, and the police officer thought I was talking nonsense because I was shocked, and told me to wait over by the side of the road until he'd finished asking everyone else questions. So that's what I'm doing now, waiting for the cop to finish. The coffin's still sitting on the road. Everyone is too busy telling the policeman what went on to worry about the body. It's dead anyway. But I wish you'd hurry, because I've got to sort out this mess about my wrecked car. Here comes the hearse now. Maybe that'll hurry things along a bit. And I hope no one believes the undertaker when he spins some cock and bull yarn about me starting the ball rolling when I hit the back of the hearse at full speed.